Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Selena Pinkston coming at you live out of North Carolina. Yes, we are on the move. We're traveling again. And it's a pleasure to be in the presence of the Lord again today and each day and every day. And I just love me some George Pence. And it's just so soothing just to be spontaneous with prayer in the Lord. And yes, I did put an exclamation point at the end of my topic of the day on my website, www.blogtalkradio.com/the prayer line. All right, prayer partners and listeners, those of you out there listening, it's 6:48 p.m. here in sunny North Carolina. It is going to be a great day today. We just want to make sure that we praise the Lord's name. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says, let the light so shine so that people will see the Jesus that is in you. And we definitely want to make sure that we never stop shining in the name of Jesus. And this shall be the word for today. And we definitely want to say thanks be to God we want to make sure that we remind everybody that we don't need to be shy in the Lord. We don't need to be timid in the Lord. We need to be bold in the Lord. And that is what our topic is for the day, that you should be able to praise God anytime, anywhere, any place. You praise him in the shower. You praise him in the bed when you wake up in the morning, as soon as you open your eyes and start you on your way. Put on some music if you're feeling down and out, people. Put on some of that praise music when you're getting in the shower. And get up and take that first step, and God will take the next. In the name of Jesus, if you're feeling down or you got a cold, speak to that cold. Speak to it and say, you are being evicted, cold. Get out of my body in the name of Jesus. I am too blessed to be stressed in the name of Jesus. You got to speak it. You got to believe it. You got to walk with it. You got to own it. You got to declare it and decree it and own it. And yes, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We've got a short show for you today. The devil is a liar. He was trying to keep me away from the prayer line today, y'all. I was going to have to do a postponement and reschedule for the day. I got a little cold, but guess what? The cold don't got me. That's right. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we are coming at you live. We don't have a guest speaker for you tonight. It's just moi, me, myself, and I. And this is part of what our show is all about, is be by yourself in the spirit of the Lord and take time out for yourself to meditate and know who you are and look at yourself and say, you know what? God is good. God created me, and it's a beautiful thing. Be grateful, okay? Be humble, knowing that you have your two eyes to see with, your two ears to hear with, your mouth to speak. There are some people out in the world that were born without eyes. Some people that were born deaf, and it could be a challenge when you don't have those main things. You have to definitely hire an interpreter or somebody to be a seeing eye dog or learn Braille or have a speech therapist. If you can't talk, you know, be glad that you have that. There are some people today that have those things, but they don't have anybody to share it with because they may have lost a loss for a loved one that was close to them, all right? The prayer line wants to lift up the Messiah family out in California. Candy, we love you. We're thinking about you. We're coming out there next to California, Los Angeles, California. That's where we will be next. If you are in the Los Angeles, California area, we will be in that area next between March and April, ladies and gentlemen listening in. If you have a church home in that area or you want to connect with us with the prayer line, you want us to visit your school to give a workshop and speak at your engagement, definitely get in touch with me, Selena Pinkney, at AOL.com, or reach out to me on my social media page, the prayer line through our Facebook. You can also reach out to me through blogtalkradio.com page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/theprayerline. We have a website that is currently in the making. We have a newsletter that's coming out, y'all, that is currently in the making. We have T-shirts that are currently in the making. Definitely, we want you to be involved, stay involved. Stay in the know, and definitely don't let go. So, yes, that rhymes. Definitely stay connected. Stay in touch, y'all. Tune in, listen in. All of our shows are recorded. I can see this station is lighting up with a lot of our listeners listening in through the website. You can also call in if you have any prayer requests. If you don't want to post it, you could post it if you choose to on our social media page, prayer line, if you have any prayer requests, or if you just have a great quote that you want to share with us, you can post it there. Make sure you like our stuff by clicking like, comment. We've got great hosts and hostesses, including myself, that are constantly on the prayer line, keeping it up and running 7 days a week, 24/7. And we love to hear from our people. We want to hear from you. If you want to call into the radio, online radio station, You call 323-870-4054. Again, 323-870-4054. We generally get started at 6:30 p.m. every Sunday. There are many times that we have surprise guests. Last week we had Victoria visiting us from Nigeria, tuning in from Pennsylvania, where she's visiting with her family and her son. And we had prayers for her as well. We want to continue remembering them in our prayers. And we want to definitely remember the Messiah family. We want to remember the Blakesley family as well from the prayer line, and also anyone else out there that is needing prayer, that may be going through it, through any transitions in their life. You know who you are. God knows who you are. He's been to the beginning. He's been to the end, and he's already making provisions for you right now. Know it, own it. And I just want to share something with you out of our book that we've been reading together called The Upper Room, Where the World Meets to Pray. And this is coming from page 67. Prayer focus is ophthalmologist. And our great writers got together and wrote this. Jonathan Redding, PhD student, author and inspirational speaker, Tandy Balson, speaker, writer, and editor James Watkins, Deepika Sagar, doctorate in botany, David Turner, retired physician, assistant who enjoys history, farm, and church work, and we have Aglae Loya Lozano and Ramon Hawkins. So, quote, I'm quoting from this book, quote and unquote. Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." This is from John 9:39. One day I accompanied my friend to an eye appointment. While there, I was asked if I wanted to undergo the same eye examination as my friend. I said that I didn't think I needed glasses. I felt I could see well enough. However, I decided to go ahead with the examination more out of curiosity than a sense of need. After the exam, the ophthalmologist explained that my vision was good, was not good enough, actually, and that I should have begun using glasses years ago. The doctor further, people come in for appointments, they are often convinced their vision is fine because they have no point of reference. They are not aware of the poor vision until they look through the graduated lenses and notice the difference. After this experience, I reflected on our relationship with God. We believe that our relationship is fine, that is, until we have an experience of joy, God's joy, peace, assurance, and loving presence, and deepens our relationship. We view things through a different lens and gain a new perspective, one that brings us into closer intimacy with God. Loving God, we are grateful for the joy of knowing you. Help us to proclaim your word to those who do not know you. Amen. And that is our prayer for today. And we want to tell you, keep your testimonies coming. Keep on believing. Keep your eyes open. Keep on tuning in. Quick testimony is that I received a call from one of my colleagues that told me that my electric bill that I was fighting these people over back in Pennsylvania was paid in full, and nobody can explain how or why it got paid. And you know what my response was? That was God, because I already proclaimed it in Jesus' name. I stood boldly in the Lord and said, my debt has been settled. And guess what, y'all? It has been. And if you don't believe me, you can call PPL and they can testify to it. Stay in the word, Lord. This is Selena signing off with our word of the day from Upper Room and my own personal testimony as well. Thank you all for tuning in. See you all next time, same station, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Zone in the United States. And this is Selena saying, keep a pure heart and sound mind, and the rest will follow. Thank you for tuning in, prayer partners. Have a blessed day.